Rasmussen poll, Republicans show 5-point lead on generic ballot, slight dip after overturning of Roe v. Wade. By Jacob Bliss on July 1, 2022. A generic Republican candidate enjoys a 5-point lead over a generic Democrat. A slight 3-point dip after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, in the latest Rasmussen Reports poll released Friday. As the Republicans look to retake control of Congress in the 2022 midterm elections only 130 days away, the most recent Rasmussen Reports survey showed that 47% of likely U.S. voters would elect a Republican, compared to the 42% who said they would vote for the Democrat. Only 4% said they would vote for some other candidate, and the other 8% said they were not sure. However, the GOP's lead shrunk by 3 points from the previous week when the lead spread 8 points, 48% to 40%. The slight dip in the Republicans' lead on the generic ballot follows the Supreme Court's historic 5-4 opinion overturning Roe v. Wade through its ruling on the Dobbs case, which determined the right to abortion is not included in the Constitution, returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. However, there is still time for the generic ballot to move either way before the November election. Rasmussen has previously noted that in June 2018, before the Democrats took the House for the first time in 8 years, they only had a 4-point advantage on the generic congressional ballot. Additionally, June 2018 was slightly up from May 2018, at which time the Democrats only had a 1-point advantage on the generic congressional ballot. That June, the Democrats held a 4-point advantage of 45% to 41%. Plus, as the 2018 November midterm election neared, the margins between the Democrats and Republicans came extremely close. Republicans had 46% to 45% for Democrats. In this poll, the Republican Party has a heavy advantage, 15 points, with independents over the Democrats. Among voters not affiliated with either major party, 44% said they would vote for the GOP candidate, while only 29% said they would vote for the Democrat candidate. Additionally, 23% of black voters and 42% of other minority groups said they would vote for the Republican candidate if the election were held today. The percentage of black voters who said they would vote for Republicans is also up 3% from last week. For Democrats, 64% of black voters and 41% of other minority groups said they would vote for them. Compared to last week, Democrats have lost 4% of black voters. Furthermore, there is a widespread in voter intensity between the parties, with 89% of Republican voters saying they would vote for their own party's congressional candidate and only 85% of Democrats saying the same thing. The Rasmussen Report survey was conducted from June 26 to 30 and questioned 2,500 likely U.S. voters. The survey had a 2% margin of error and a 95% confidence level. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.